This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Have we all gotten used to watching Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime at this point?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, piece of cake.
Their strategy has been successful then.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy. Easy as pie.
Normalizing more streamers.
I thought I read recently that they announced they're getting pretty much close to the numbers that they got pre-Amazon Prime
the
on
big,
Thursday
yeah,
nights.
Yeah, the big dog numbers on Thursday nights. I mean, look,
people figured it out.
It's also a symptom of just nothing else is happening on a Thursday night. And good matchup last night on paper, certainly.
I think it also helps that, I don't want to speak for everybody, I think most people have Amazon.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
An Amazon Prime account. If it was like Peacock, I think that would be a little bit more, people are like, what the hell is this? This is another thing, but you're already...
You're there.
Most people are paying for Amazon Prime, the two-day shipping and all that. You're probably already
having. Do you guys use your Amazon Prime, like, movies and shows a lot?
Yeah,
I do too. I've watched a ton of stuff on there. A ton. So, yeah, it's really a piece of cake for me. But, Paulie, yeah, you're right. I mean, as a Notre Dame fan, having to go find, you know, download Peacock and stuff again, it's just that... And pay for it and all that. This one's super easy.
They've got their hooks in us at this point. And, you know, I see the ads, and I haven't tried. I don't know if either of you have those apps that monitor, like, how many subscriptions you have. Like, people don't realize
I've done in the past.
How many. Oh, yeah, I've got 4 subscriptions. No, you've got 14 subscriptions, and you're paying $29.99 a month for this, and I thought I canceled that. And, like, you don't even realize what you're paying for nowadays, like how many you've got out there. If you're not going through all your bills like with a fine-tooth comb, you may not realize how many subscriptions you have. And they have these new apps that apparently tell you. Are you looking at yours right now, scrolling?
Looks like Rich has got about 70. If you have an iPhone, you can go to the settings.
70 subscriptions.
It'll show you.
I'll just get these notifications on my phone.
Bankruptcy by subscription, essentially.
I get the noties on my phone that just say, like, Apple services, $2.99, something, something, $7.99. And I just see it and I go, what is it? What is it? Like PayPal, $6.99. I have no idea what I'm subscribed to.
You know, ultimately, could I live without Thursday Night Football if I had to?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I could live without Thursday Night Football. The games tend to be the worst version of professional football because they're short week. You're asking a team usually to travel, you know, after a game on Sunday, to hop on a plane on Wednesday and go play a game on Thursday. It's just not the best version of the sport. And last night was a good matchup, but not the best version of what that matchup could have been, with the Eagles and Commanders playing for first place in the NFC East, a really pivotal game in that division because it's a two-team race. Eagles came in with a half-game lead, didn't do anything in the first half.
It was stagnant.
What was it, like 10-3 at the half?
Yeah.
But in the second half, they clicked into gear, specifically fourth quarter. Saquon Barkley, 2 long touchdown runs, sandwiched around an interception for the Eagles of Jaden Daniels. 146 yards in total for Barkley, who now leads the NFL, at least temporarily, ahead of Derrick Henry in rushing yards, and the Eagles pulled out the 26-18 win, and it wasn't even that close.
Not Commanders that close.
Had a touchdown and a two-point conversion with like 30 seconds to go. No one really gets the onside kicks anymore, so they hold on 26-18, and now they have a, well, not a stranglehold, but they get a 1.5-game lead over Washington at 8-2 in the division. With 7 games to play.
Philly fans still upset, I'm sure, by last night's victory.
I think they're starting to get their hopes up
starting
again.
To come around a little bit.
Maybe Nick Sirianni isn't as bad as we've been saying he is. So they definitely have control of that division. Now, they still have to go to Washington the week before Christmas and play that game. So, you know, the Commanders could have hope. But I heard on my way in, was listening to Maggie and Perloff, who's the nationally syndicated show that comes on before us. And Maggie reminded me of something that I remember had been a narrative when he was the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals and he was coach at Texas Tech. Cliff Kingsbury, who's now the offensive coordinator of the Commanders. His teams always collapse in the second half of the season. Always. Every year.
I wonder why that is.
Texas Tech, for 3 straight years, started out on fire.
Gangbusters.
Collapsed at the end. The Cardinals started out well. The first, you know, 8 to 10 games of the season, they look really good. And then in the end, collapse. His winning percentage is like 280 or something after game 8.
That's nuts.
Of the season. And
not a closer.
You know,
he looks like a closer. He's not a closer.
It's happened so often, it seems like it's more than a coincidence. I have no idea. I mean, what could he possibly be doing? Is it just bad luck and injuries are hitting? But the Commanders do seem to be hitting a bit of a wall. You know, last week losing to the Steelers in a close game, whatever. This week, obviously, it's another good team that they're playing, but now the momentum starts to stall a little bit for the Washington Commanders, who are that good story. Can they staunch the bleeding, you know, get to the playoffs? I think that would be a successful season. If you're a Commanders fan,
you get
to the playoffs, you're more than pleased with that effort in this year.
Rookie quarterback, yeah, 100%, man. 100%.
But, yes, at least some concerns now for Washington, you know, the last couple of weeks. Now, after a 7-1 start, now you're like, 7-3, all right. We're 7-4 now. We've got some work to do.
Yeah, they're talking about on the broadcast last night. I think Herbie was like, "This is the first time Jaden Daniels has really looked like a rookie quarterback." He's pretty fun to watch. He can sling it. He just couldn't. One of those things, he could not connect, could not get down the field at all last night. So again, you have Saquon Barkley. I mean, if you're the Giants, you let that guy walk. It's crazy how guys get to a new team, find fresh legs, find a new life, and he's been, what a stud he's been for Philly this year.
All right, need a contestant for Take on Woods if you want to play our musical trivia game against Woodsy with a chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas. Call us now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game here in just a couple of minutes. I also watched some basketball last night. So I watched the MLB Awards. I watched Thursday Night Football. And I turned on the San Diego Clippers game of the G League. They were playing the Valley Suns. And I don't know how much I'm going to get into it. Obviously, you've been talking about Front Wave Arena. You know, wasn't a big crowd last night, but it certainly looks like a cool venue. I can't wait to get up there and check it out.
I had good reports from some friends of mine that I sent. They said it was a lot of fun.
And, you know, and the product is not bad. You know, G League basketball, just from my eye, is a pretty good form of basketball. But what I hadn't realized is that they've altered some of the rules. They do some of, like, experimentation, like baseball does in the minor leagues with the automated ball and strike system and the testing of the challenges. They test out new things. For instance, for most of the game, you don't shoot 2 free throws when you get fouled. You shoot 1, and if you make it, you get 2 points, and you miss it, you get 0 points. It speeds things up a little bit.
Does.
Like, you're not standing there waiting at the foul line, just go. You just shoot 1, and it's worth 2 points. So you make
it's not even a 1-1.
It's not a 1-1. It's 1 free throw
for two. That's sick.
And it does speed things up a little bit. Now, will that ever come to the NBA? Obviously, it, you know, changes the nature of the game a little bit, but it does keep things moving.
Does that change, like, the stats for
the rest of your life? Yeah.
It would if you put it in the NBA. It would change things. Now, at the end, like, in the last 2 minutes or something, they go back to having to shoot both free throws, and that actually came into play last night when the Clippers had a lead but couldn't make their free throws down the stretch, and Valley tied it, and it went to overtime. So it's going to overtime, and all of a sudden, Steve Quist, who's doing the game, says, "You may not be aware of this, but in the G League, We play target score overtime, a.k.a. the Elam ending. So instead of putting 5 minutes on the clock, they put a target score up. It was 124-124, and they said first one to 131 wins. So 7 points, the race to 7 points in overtime. And I was, I was intrigued. I was excited by this.
When I saw, I woke up this morning and saw Ben's tweet about an Elam ending, and I went, man, that guy loves him. A scorigami. And an Elam
ending. We've talked about it. The Elam ending, the good thing about that is you don't have the situation where you're down six with a minute to go, you have to keep fouling the other team, sending him to the line.
It's better.
So it's better. But what I didn't realize was there's a whole new element of strategy when it comes to the game. So Valley had gotten the first two baskets. So they're at 128. So they're within a three of winning the game. So all of a sudden now the Clippers, you can't let up a three. In fact, you know, they fouled like to make sure the guy would only go and get two shots at the line. So you can't win the game on us. And then the Clippers came back. They got to 128. So the Suns did the same thing. Like, we're fouling to make sure you can't even get off a 3-point shot to beat us, because then we get the ball back and we'll have a chance to go down and win the game on our side.
And you have to hit it on the nose.
Yeah, no, you don't have to hit it on the nose, but you have to at least get there. And if you're at 128 and you need 131 and they foul you for two shots,
the best
you can do is 130, and then the other team's going to get the ball back with a chance to win. They did. Clippers actually
won. Oh, my gosh.
And the Suns hit their basket and they won the game. You know, it's a walk-off. You're going to get a walk-off basket no matter what in Elam ending. And they did. And, you know, it was intriguing to be sure. But there were still a lot of timeouts and fouls, which surprised me at the end of the game. But, you know, kind of fascinating. A little different form of basketball. And you can now check it out in person up in Oceanside at Front Wave Arena.
Yep, 100%.
All right. It looks like we got a caller in. Let's get to it. It is time to play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Take on Woods.
Feels like this week's been a bit of a struggle on Take on Woods, even for Woodsy as well. Maybe some tough categories, but we got a good contestant, Roger, on the line. Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Roger, good morning to you. How have you been?
Good morning, fellas. I'm great. Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can qualify you. You beat or tie Woods. We will put you into the grand prize drawing for the two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas and two tickets to Soul of Motown and a $150 food and beverage credit. Check out the Westgate's $70 million in room renovations and the Motown show. You can get your tickets at westgateresorts.com. All right, if you have maybe you're listening to our replay this afternoon and are not familiar with the Take on Woods rules, you have 5 questions, 60 seconds. It's musical trivia. First questions are 2-second song where you try to identify both a song title and an artist from a short bit of music. Contestant goes first, then Woods goes, same questions, and we just compare the scores. Now, to give our contestant the advantage, we let Roger choose the category. Here are your choices, Roger. Get Into the Rhythm, 5 song titles and artists that include the word rhythm. A Cromulent category, those are 5 hit songs with made-up words in the title. And our new category is On the Compass, song titles and artists featuring one of the 4 directions on a compass. So Get Into the Rhythm, a Cromulent category, or On the Compass, Roger. What would you like to play?
The second one sounds interesting.
A Cromulent category. That's a Simpsons reference of a word that was made up on that show. But today we have 5 hit songs with made up words in the title. I gave you the rules, so all you need to do is the best you can. You can pass if you don't know one. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. Roger, are you ready to play?
I am. Let Woodsy have the category.
I will also give Woodsy the category. Roger likes to up the degree of difficulty because he is one of our best players. Paul, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Roger. Let's take on Woods.
Bring it.
Getting jiggy with it, Will Smith.
Correct. Shaggy says they call him Mr. This in a 1995 Jamaican fusion hit.
Boombastic.
Correct. Phil Collins went all the way to number 1 thanks to what alliterative but totally fabricated song title from 1985?
Studio.
Correct. Which 1999 song and album from the Red Hot Chili Peppers also became the title for a Showtime television series starring David Duchovny?
Californication.
Correct. Destiny's Child prominently sampled the Stevie Nicks song The Edge of 17 for which number one hit from 2001?
Bootylicious.
Oh! Wow! Sensational.
Wow.
5 out of 5. The Woods can't beat that. So, Roger, you are into the drawing for Las Vegas. You just heard all the answers. You don't need me to give them again. So let's see if Woods can match that. All right. It's Roger, which you know what that means. You get the category.
Oh, I do. Yes, that's right.
Roger's but I'll also just let you know, he already went 5 for 5.
Oh,
so
great.
You have
right.
No so, room for error
very
here.
Very cool. Tie is the best we can do.
All right. The category is called a cromulent category. Do you know what that means?
No. Too tired for this. What? What is it?
Song titles with made-up words in the title.
All right.
Like cromulent. All right, 60 seconds on the
Wait,
clock.
Like what?
Cromulent is a made-up word. So are all the song titles include a made-up word.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock.
It's a Simpsons reference.
Yeah, so I know. Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get it. That's fine. Some people got it out there. 60 seconds on the clock. Time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Roger.
Bring it. Getting jiggy with it, Will Smith.
Correct. Shaggy says they call him Mr. This.
Bombastic.
Correct. Phil Collins went all the way to number one thanks to what alliterative but totally fabricated.
Sussudio.
Correct. Which 1999 song and album from the Red Hot Chili Peppers also became the title for a Showtime series starring David Duchovny?
Californication.
Correct. Destiny's Child prominently sampled the Stevie Nicks song The Edge of 17 for which number one hit in 2001? Roger got it. Got plenty of time here. We can just
30 seconds.
Just enjoy ourselves for a little bit. You know, Destiny's Child.
Made up word.
Roger, you still there?
I am.
He's still there. You know, he's waiting on you for an answer here. Time is running out, Woods.
Destiny's Tate. I have no idea. None whatsoever.
Bootylicious and Roger, congratulations.
Save that.
Oh yeah.
You are in the drawing for a trip to Las Vegas. Still. Well played again by Roger.
You beat me when I was sick and weak.
I thought you'd get the first four. I wasn't sure about the last one.
Bootylicious. Never
Save
heard
that
of it.
Too.
I never heard of it.
Someone had to come up with that name.
I knew Sussudio was gonna be
on there.
So
made
I was
up made up where you're waiting
yep.
for that one.
Uh-huh.
Bombastic. You sound a little like Shaggy today.
I'm feeling a little like Shaggy today. Is he still alive?
That's a good question.
I have no idea. Is he still alive, Paulie?
I hope so.
I believe so.
Damn it. Well done.
Well done, Roger. Congratulations. All right. Don't Do This is coming up next. I know we're going to talk about the Mike Tyson fight, and I think we're going to save some audio from that.
We have to save the audio.
It's all coming up, so stay tuned for all of it. Coming up after a quick check of traffic, Ben Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this, a daily segment here on Ben and Woods. Again, I'm explaining everything for our replay audience in the afternoon. A couple of stories from the world of sports that make you shake your head. Something good as well, we call it Do This. I will get us started. This is just a random podcast story that made me laugh. So Carmelo Anthony hosts a 7 p.m. in Brooklyn podcast, and his co-host, the kid Miro.
Love Miro.
You love Miro?
He's hilarious.
Okay. Who is he?
I don't know him.
He used to have a show on Showtime, like a pop culture, hip hop, sports, politics, like a late night show.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah.
He's not an athlete or anything.
No.
A rapper.
He's like Brooklyn to the core, huge Carmelo fan and buddy, and now they have a podcast.
Nice.
So Miro and Mello. So Miro asks Mello for someone famous who's expressed fandom about, you know, his play. And Carmelo's answer was a surprising one. He said, in 2011, I was in a locker room, and legendary musician Stevie Wonder was there. And he says, Stevie Wonder said, I love watching you play, Carmelo. And Miro laughed, and Mello said, no, he totally told me. He loves watching me play basketball. He's a big fan of watching me play basketball.
I've heard that rumor. For years. I mean, that's a thing. It's a rumor that he actually can see. How? Because how would he watch?
That's the mystery.
I understand.
And that's the don't do this part of this story. Stevie Wonder, of course, is blind.
He's blind. Allegedly.
Can't watch anybody play basketball.
Allegedly. Dr. Dre told a really funny story about working with Stevie Wonder, and he's like, bro, you know, clocks don't really exist to Stevie Wonder. Like, it doesn't really matter what time of night, really night and day. So he would be calling me at like 4 o'clock in the morning, like, all right, well, let's get to work. He's like, dude, I'm dead asleep. Like, I know this is different for you,
so,
but it's not.
Did Carmelo lie?
I don't think he did.
It's possible that Stevie Wonder,
does,
you know,
he just troll people?
Appreciates like basketball and hearing about someone's exploits.
Sure.
And can just say, you know, oh, I love watching you play. Like, that's just an expression that maybe he uses.
Yeah.
So it's possible Carmelo is telling the truth, but it just sounds really...
That's a good one.
Awkward.
If you want to bet on the big fight tonight, it's Jake Paul against Mike Tyson. I mean, it's crazy how much time that we're all devoting to this. We have to play that interview for you next that Mike Tyson did with a 12-year-old girl. Now, listen, these guys are making some serious coin for this fight, certainly, but where we... the betting public could make some money is with some of these prop bets. Now, obviously, we remember Tyson Holyfield, Benjamin. If you wanted to bet on Jake Paul getting bit tonight, just bit, plus 550.
That's it.
That's it.
That's a pretty, I mean, short odds.
Right. But if
something that's happened like once in boxing.
That's right. That's right.
Ever.
And it's minus 1,000 that Mike will keep his teeth to himself tonight. You could actually bet on... if he does get bit, where would he get bit? Bit on the nose is plus 150. Bit on the ear is plus 200. Bit on the cheek is plus 400. Bit on the shoulder is plus 500. Bit on the ass, plus 2,000. And
how would you even do that in the middle of the fight?
Throw him down, pull his pants down, and bite his butt.
If anybody in a boxing match was ever going to do it, I can see like Jake Paul
doing it to Mike Tyson. Yeah,
we'll talk about this fight.
But well, hang on, though. I'm not finished.
All right.
If Mike Tyson bites his penis, plus 50,000. Worth 10 bucks. I'll say it right now. Worth $10. If I can find that prop somewhere, if he bites his penis, it's plus 50,000. That would be a sight to see on Netflix tonight.
I feel like that might jeopardize Mike Tyson's payday, and he's not going to do anything to jeopardize his payday.
Yeah. But that is those very interesting prop bets. I do realize people in the chat telling me I sound like Boomer Esiason, and I do realize that I sound like Boomer Esiason. Happy birthday to the late Randy Savage, the Macho Man. I'm Boomer Esiason. I realize.
It's a bit of a rough listen today.
I'm so sorry. I wish I felt better.
But at least you know that you'll probably wake up tomorrow sounding again like you. Boomer has to wake up every day sounding
like
Boomer.
How does he do a show like this every single day?
I'm assuming it's not the strain that it is for you today. It's just his normal voice.
No, it sucks what it sounds for me like today. Yeah. That's just what he sounds like. How do his co-hosts do it?
I'm okay.
Is it hard for you guys?
No, not at all.
Nah, you just want me here. I get it.
Not going to drive you off, that's for sure. All right, a little doo-doo this to wrap things up.
D-D mega doo-doo.
So this is a cool story. You know, early college basketball season, you get some of these mismatches, include when Tennessee took on Montana. Montana, though, has a pretty good player. He's a guard named Money Williams, who scored 30 points against Tennessee. Now, they still got absolutely destroyed, 92-57. But Tennessee fans heard about the story of Money Williams, who lost both of his parents in the past year, and he and his sister, Monet, are raising their three younger siblings all by themselves. Man. So when Tennessee fans heard about that, there's like a GoFundMe type page to help support the family. The fans of the Volunteers donated $10,000 to help Money and Monet with their, raising their siblings.
That's amazing,
because
man.
They lost both of their parents in the last year.
That is incredible. What a heartwarming doo-doo this
That's
story.
Pretty... I love when a fan base will come together and support an opponent.
Me too.
We saw it with when the Bills and DeMar Hamlin, and that happened. And it's happened a few times, but that's a cool outpouring of support from Tennessee fans.
Very cool.
Nice thing to
do. I almost donated to the GoFundMe for the Dodger fan that blew his fingers off. I really did. I was going to give him like $20. I mean, he blew his fingers off. They're gone. They're never to come back.
Is there a GoFundMe for him?
Yeah, there was.
There is.
Somebody tweeted yesterday, I actually feel bad for that guy, but I just know that when he heals, he's going to tweet me, rings, bitch. You know what I mean? Like you just know it comes with the territory. Even if he's fingerless, he still will run his mouth, because that's what they do best.
Now, it's not like he wasn't totally responsible for his own blowing off of his fingers.
Who would you say was responsible?
He was.
Yeah, he
that's
was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He made that. I mean, he didn't choose to blow off his fingers.
No, but he chose to lit the to light that stick of dynamite with a quarter-inch wick.
His hands. Some might say those would be the consequences of your own actions.
Agreed.
I'm not cheering for it to happen,
no,
obviously.
I actually felt bad for him, but I was going to throw like $20.
But I feel like there's maybe more worthy GoFundMe recipients.
I do agree. I agree with that as well, which is why I didn't end
Fair
up
enough.
Doing it.
And that's don't and do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, there are a number of other stories involving tonight's fight, including one of the most unintentionally hilarious interviews of all time that Mike Tyson gave. And we will play that for you when we come back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I can't wait for this. I've been waiting all morning. Actually, I've been waiting since I saw this yesterday. Like, I've been waiting 18 hours for this, to play this on the air. Because I could not believe what I saw.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm usually the resident skeptic here. I'll look and go, all right, what's the real story here?
It's amazing.
And this happened to me a bunch yesterday. Because, everyone's intrigued by the Jake Paul-Mike Tyson fight. But is it going to be a real fight? Kimberly Hunt was asking me last night at Channel 10, are they just going to script it? Like, do they already know who's going to win? And I said, well, technically, it's a sanctioned boxing match. So there should be it's not WWE. It's not theater. They should be going in and competing in the ring, and the best boxer wins. But there's a part of me that doesn't believe that this is real, that they have already orchestrated everything. And, you know, take yesterday's weigh-in. Did you see the weigh-in?
Of course.
So the two guys,
you couldn't miss it.
The two guys, it's hard. Two guys weigh in, strip down to their skivvies. Mike Tyson checks in at 233, a very solid looking 233 for a 58-year-old man.
Like a barrel. Like a big barrel. Just thick.
Jake Paul being 27, a little more svelte at 220, but also looks like he's in very good shape. They have trained for this fight. There's no doubt about that. You can't fake.
No.
You can't fake those bodies. And then they do the made-for-TV moment that they do with every boxing match, where you got all the handlers and the promoters and on the stage, and you have the two guys staring at each other at very close proximity, which is, of course, designed to try to get something to happen. And I don't know if Jake Paul said something, whatever, but Mike Tyson took a, you know, right-handed swing, you know, kind of to the side of the head at Jake Paul. Did he know it was coming? Was it scripted? Was it orchestrated to just give him a dramatic moment that everyone is going to play on television later? My thinking is probably yes. Like, go up there and do something crazy, guys. You know, doesn't, I don't care what it is, but do something that's going to get people talking.
Not uncommon for any boxing match anymore. It's almost expected, and when it doesn't happen, you're like, oh, that was a pretty weak weigh in.
Jelly says he saw the video this morning that Jake stepped on Mike's foot right before he got slapped. I didn't see that, if that was part of it. But then, you know, that could have been, all right, I'm going to do this, you're going to do that, and people are going to go crazy, and we're going to drive up even more viewership for our fight tomorrow. I will say, Jake Paul is Jake Paul. He's famous for being famous, essentially.
Yeah.
Did not flinch when Mike Tyson Mike Tyson went to the side of his head.
And probably because he knew it was coming.
Part of me thought either he knew it was coming or that is pretty bad. Man to not even flinch when Mike Tyson goes at you.
I was thinking about it and I Googled it. I remember when the celebrity boxing thing started to happen. Would it surprise you to know, really, Ben, that the first two celebrity boxing matches involved the greatest to ever do it, Muhammad Ali. Do you remember that Muhammad Ali fought Lyle Alzado? Yes, and I don't think there's no winner listed for either. And then he fought Dave Semenko, who was a hockey player, and no winners listed for that. But I remember in the 90s when this was all the rage, Danny Bonaducci against Donny Osmond.
Didn't like Gary Coleman get into the ring once even?
Oh yeah, I think so. You had Danny Bonaducci. Oh no, Todd Bridges from Different Strokes.
Maybe that's who I was thinking of from Different Strokes.
Against Vanilla Ice. And Todd Bridges won that. You had Paula Jones against Tonya Harding. You had Manute Bol against William the Refrigerator Perry, which Manute Bol won. Joey Buttafuoco. Remember Joey Buttafuoco?
Right.
This was a thing. This was a thing in the 90s, and we did it, and we laughed, and now it's on Netflix for $60 million in purses. I mean, what did Danny Bonaducci make for his fights? $250? Maybe? $500? Max? This is insane how this thing is growing.
I mean, is this a moneymaker for Netflix? That's what I want to know. It's not a pay-per-view. If you have a Netflix subscription, it's included.
You're in.
So you're already in. Is anyone actually signing up for Netflix that wouldn't have otherwise just for this fight?
So, probably.
Probably.
A
but
few,
I,
but enough to pay for $60 million?
Well, you get promoters and sponsors and things like that. But look, trust me, I don't know how they make money on this. I mean, I just don't know how.
Now, they're also expected to be 60,000 fans at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's revenue right there. I don't know what they're charging for the tickets, but there's definitely money to be made. And it's embarrassing. Here's the thing. It's not embarrassing for Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
No.
It's embarrassing for all of us.
It is.
I am almost humiliated as a member of society that this is not just a thing, but a thing that is going to be successful tonight that I'm probably going to watch. I know are going to watch this.
I will, too. I kind of want to be in the loop on this.
And I'm pretty sure.
I wonder how many tickets were sold.
I mean, they say 60,000.
Sold out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I'm not.
I don't know
sold
if they're
out,
distributing but. Tickets, if they're charging through the nose for tickets. I have no idea. But it's going to be a lot of people there. And I'm pretty sure that if I do turn it on, I'm going to be cheering for Mike Tyson.
Right.
And that's problematic, too.
Yeah.
And it's problematic that Mike Tyson is in some ways the hero of this story. We know the story of Mike Tyson.
I broke my back.
It's not a good story, people. It's not. This is not a heroic figure in American sports.
It is weird how some people can get through the muck and come out on the other side, and some people just never do. And you go from convicted felon who went to prison to now you're in the hangover and everybody thinks you're hysterical. It's very, very interesting how that happens.
Now, for the most part,
just looked, StubHub, you can get in the door tonight for $67.
Okay,
you'd
not
be
bad.
Like
way up,
30-yard line ish, all the way up.
Ooh, Janine, good point.
And then $2,400 to sit close to the ring.
Just as it feels like Gladiator. Yeah, you're watching two, you know, not great human beings duel it out. Except they're not fighting to the death, but. I don't know, man. It's certainly captivated a lot of people. And,
but if you're like an actual boxing fan, this isn't going to be a good, technically solid fight. Neither of these guys are, well, Tyson was, but he's well, you know, decades past his prime. And Jake Paul's a sideshow. He knows how to box,
yeah.
But he's never going to be, you know, heavyweight champion of the world. That's this is not a professional level.
We talked about it a couple of days ago, and I think it was maybe Tuesday. We mentioned this, and we were all surprised when I looked up the betting odds that Jake Paul was the heavy favorite.
Heavy favorite.
And Mike Tyson was like plus 225
yep.
odds. And since then, I checked yesterday. The betting experts, everybody that's putting money on it, they've all come to back Tyson now. He's moved up. He's still not the favorite, but he's gone from plus 225 to plus like 170.
Yeah, SD Jelly says Tyson had the redemption tour with his one-man show. Yeah, of course. I remember that. I mean, like Ben said it. I absolutely will be rooting for Mike Tyson tonight. And I won't think twice about it.
I'm going, has Mike Tyson really redeemed himself? He has launched a foundation to help children from broken homes, the Mike Tyson Cares Foundation. He has We Too Matter, a charity Tyson and his family created to help formerly incarcerated women. Maybe he has done, you know, some stuff and worked on rehabbing his, you know, second chances are great.
Yeah,
we all
no
love
doubt.
Second chances.
No doubt. Well, I want to get to this.
All right.
This is what I've been waiting for.
We will check traffic when we come back. The interview that, I mean... The fact that it even happened to begin with is problematic, but it'll go down as one of the most legendarily awkward interviews of all time.
Yeah.
After traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so whoever thought that this was a good idea, I mean, could have been a don't do this segment to be sure, but as part of the promotion for the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, they had, you know, like Kid Journalist Day. And an opportunity for like a 12-year-old? 13-year-old girl.
You see that at Media Days
yeah,
now.
Sure.
You see it at the Super Bowl.
It's a good bit.
World Series. It's fun. Yeah.
And she had an opportunity. I don't know if she got a chance to interview Jake Paul, but she had a chance to interview Mike Tyson. I don't know what to say, how to introduce this.
Well,
Woods,
she asked him what I thought was a really good and insightful question. And the joke that was being made all day was Mike Tyson gives an interesting answer, but has clearly forgotten that he's talking to a kid, a 13-year-old
girl. Well, and you return to the ring for this fight. You are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over.
Mm.
Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this, I'm great. I'm, no, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. Absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. That is something that I've never heard someone say that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I... You're dead. Why do you want somebody... True. You think somebody really wants to think about you? How
true
or that I think I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Or my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Oh, your loved ones. She was fantastic.
Oh my God.
By the way, she was fantastic. Better interviewer than me. Better, maybe even better than Ben. She knocked it out of the park.
I mean, for awkward interviews, she's clearly better than me. I mean, she handled
You would have started getting nervous and talking over him.
She was just doing the kind of the nod along, like, okay, interesting answer.
I hadn't thought of that before. Yeah. All right.
This is a really, really interesting answer. I loved it so much. And he's looking at her. Like nihilist Mike Tyson. It's just like, I mean, think about your kids coming to you, Dad, what do you want to do for dinner? Why does dinner matter? Why would you even want to nourish yourself? Because, I mean, you're going to die. I'm going to die. We're going to be dust. Who needs food when you're all going to die? Bro, everybody can get in that headspace.
Of course,
not a fun headspace. Like when
eventually the sun is going to burn out.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah, it's all over.
We're all going to be gone. So
it is.
What does anything matter?
You know what I should have done last night between the tears? I should have been doing this with Bo last night and him crying. Oh, Mama's gone. She's in New York and I'm just so sad. Well, what does it matter? You're going to be dead. I'm going to be dead. Mama's going to die. Everybody's going to die.
It's just a speck of dust in this universe.
It's just a speck of time. You're actually going to waste your tears on your mother who will die and your father who will also die. Your brother will all be dead. It just, I mean, it's gnarly. Like, she's looking at him like,
nothing you do will ever matter in the long haul of the universe.
It was absolutely incredible. I would like to hear it again, Paulie.
Well, in your return to the ring for this fight, you are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Great question.
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead.
You're dead.
We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before. Someone saying that as an answer.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I... You're dead.
When I... Yeah.
You're dead.
You think somebody really wants to think about you?
True.
What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Right.
The chat has pointed out she's a very good listener, Ben.
She's
you could probably learn
really,
a thing from her.
Really elite listener. In her mind, is saying, "Get me out of here."
That's what I've got to think.
Get
me
out of here. But she knocked it out of the park. I mean, it was so legendary. Nihilist Mike Tyson. Yeah, somebody says feels like some ayahuasca might have taken place. The whole killing of the ego thing. But listen, if you had no ego, you wouldn't fight. If you had no ego at all, you would turn down this fight, right? You're fighting for ego and money. But what is money?
Mostly money.
Yeah, but what is money good for?
A lot of things.
Yeah,
keep you from dying.
Well, you see, but you don't care that you're going to die.
Apparently
we're all
going to
die. So, I mean, the circular logic can go round and round and round. And that's what ayahuasca allegedly does. It kills the ego. But I don't know that I buy it because Aaron Rodgers is a huge fan and he still has a massive ego. Mike Tyson, massive ego. Very interesting answer. Very interesting answer.
I just think maybe we'd all be better off if we follow Mike Tyson's lead.
Will
the Padres sign Roky Sasaki?
Doesn't matter.
What does it matter? We're all going to die. He's going to die.
Yeah, we're going to die.
Everybody's going to die.
Yeah. I mean, you can live your life that way. It has got to be difficult. But holy cow.
Aztecs, Gonzaga, who's going to win on Monday night?
Doesn't matter.
What does it matter? Everyone's going to die. It's all going to be over.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, Andy says it. If you're talking about not wanting an ego, then you have a massive ego, I think. That's kind of where it is. But man, that was really, really something. And somebody, you know, a lot of people said, bro, that, you know what that means? That means Mike Tyson is just locked in. He's locked in for this fight. Because he easily could have been like, oh, what a great question. You're such a sweetheart. I'm so glad you're here. You know, played along with, you know, a kid. And he decided, no, I'm just going to do it this way.
They got us, I think, though, for the fight tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, it's 5 p.m. our time or 7 p.m. our time?
I believe 7.
I think the broadcast starts at 5, but there's undercards, and it should start around 7 our time.
All right, good.
All right, we've got 2 hours to go. Coming up next, what does it matter? We're all going to die.
We're all going to die.
So, I mean, who cares what we have in the next 2 hours of the program? We're all dust anyway.
Coming up next.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Who cares?
With Ben and
Woods. With Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.